cause we gotta do this, that love to hit, polarize the link, where I smash Valdez, slicing up teeth, like Mike Singletary, forever repping the seat, making pop a band proud, giving Chicago something to shout about, we the Rams, monsters of the Midwest. Welcome, everybody, this is Fredo, that's Grizzly, and that's Marvin, with Iceberg. How you doing? This is another episode of the Panda and Grizzly Show. How you doing, fellas?
Good.
I was kind of trying getting everything set up over here. Next thing I looked up, it said 00. I'm like, what am I supposed to say now?
And you didn't come in like touching yourself or something. That'd be a quick way to get some unsung.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to ban the whole show. And I'm sure Kramer would not be happy. That little Mario sound when he dies. But yes.
We need to play that. We need to be ready to play that when Stafford gets sacked week one against the Rams every time.
That's funny. Oh boy! All right, gentlemen, we got a lot to cover, and there's we'll just go through it. You guys ready?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, let me just set up everything here.
It's like 10 more minutes talking about bullshit, but okay.
Yeah, we can do it in the back half of the show. So this is another week. This is weeks 8 through 10, the Panda and Grizzly Show. I really like this picture of the Soldier Field. Actually, it's pretty nice. I've never seen it before. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, and since we're looking at that picture, I need people to stop talking shit about the stadium being located on the lakefront. That's fucking awesome that it's located there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they, there's not enough tailgating. There's plenty of tailgating space for people to do stuff all the time there is. Forget Arlington Heights. That'd be so whack as hell. Nobody wants to drive to Arlington Heights, go to the damn Bears game. Mm-hmm. Nobody does. People in Arlington Heights, well, they're actually like the richest neighborhood in Illinois.
Yeah, but, I was just saying.
Nobody wants to go there. This is just another way to take something out of the city for people to get it. There's no train that goes to Arlington Heights.
No, there isn't.
So you're not going to the game and having a good time and coming home. You're being responsible and driving home and having two beers during the game. There's nothing better than going into the city, jumping on the train and going and having a good time and going home. This is for the Cubs. This is for the Sox. This is for the Bears. It's the best part of Chicago sports for all of them. For all of them. F Arlington Heights.
Yes. I like that. Nice. Good shit. Because I don't want them to move. And they're honestly, I don't think they are going to move until McCaskey passes away. So
she's like 99 years old. I mean, that could be tomorrow. So
yeah, I mean, you're talking about like it's the future. You're like, well, one day later.
Right, exactly.
Bye. Dude, are they going to put a
– next Tuesday, it starts off like, ugh, we got to call that shit.
Kramer said that would suck. Lakefront, awesome.
Yeah, stadium. Man, it's one of the best locations for all of the things. Like, I think they could have did, you know, more with the renovation and stuff maybe, but that's fine. But that's silly. That's it silly. Is.
I agree with that. That's 100%.
Send it to him, Kramer. Do it. I'm talking to you, McCaskey. You remember me from 2 years ago. We need to get that. We need to put next week we're posting that picture of me.
I got a picture with him.
You got the photo with him. You got the photo with him.
Were you like choking him?
He walked into the tailgate. Yep. He walked into the tailgate
and was talking
to people. Wow. I told him I still had some juice left in my knees for a contract for a tackle because Charles Leno was trash.
Yeah, I mean, the way everything is so centralized in downtown, like Soldier Field is just iconic. Even though they build inside the stadium to go out, it is just purely amazing because, as you can see, the picture around there, it's everything. You can't beat it, man, because you're not going to get the lakefront.
You don't get the lake breeze. You don't get the wind. Right. You don't get all in Chicago. Exactly. Everything.
Yes, exactly.
Chicago. is right there.
You know when one of those West Coast teams got to come out there week 13, week 14, that's 3+ points from them being pussies.
Yes.
And that wind blowing and that snow coming.
Yeah. I think we get at least a win a year. Every year we get at least one win from that.
Yep.
Yeah. So
beautiful scenery, beautiful stadium.
All right, let's get beautiful. In.
Yeah.
Let's get into this.
We already spent like 6 minutes on that alone.
Hey, my mission was to beat.
Yes. Yes, it is.
10 minutes of BS.
So we're continuing. This is game weekend. Oh, wait. Kermit says something here. I saw Metallica there. I got into the Super Elite Club Suite. They went out on the field. The new Soldier Field is amazing.
It is.
Cool.
But the last time I went, we had a nightmare of the double dunk. So I just can't right now even talk about that. So let's.
No, that's not the last. That's not the last time we went. We went when we mistakenly bought those tickets from your friend, and they were like $500 and something. Just give me his friend. His family friend had season tickets, and he's like, "Oh yeah, just give me the face value." We got there. He's like, oh, I had my $250. I was like, yeah, cool. And he was like, oh, yeah, this game was $530. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Like, what the hell? That was all of our spending money. It was terrible.
It was amazing, though. The stuff that they had. Like, we were in
level two, like, right after the 50-yard line. Yeah, it was like, amazing. Right on the field.
I was poor for 2 weeks.
So it was amazing, but yet you spent – all that money. Well, I mean, it's awesome.
It was like $800 that we spent. We're like, what the hell?
Man.
Spending $800 when you're expecting to spend, you know, $200,
that hurts.
It's a little bit.
Yeah.
And then didn't we lose? No, we won that game. Was that?
No, we won the game. It was a wonderful. No, we lost the game because it was the Saints game.
Yeah, it was the Saints game without Drew Brees.
Yep.
But
and that's anyway. Why the tickets went up so high.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, have you guys ever been to the old Soldier Field before it was renovated the way it is now? They called it the spaceship or something.
No, the spaceship is now, but before that was crap.
It was.
It wasn't crap. It was just old.
It was so far. The field was so far.
It was the first. It was like the third stadium ever built for football. It was like 1807 or some bullshit. Like they had, you know, World War One parades there. So, like, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yep. It was. He's right.
Yeah, he is right.
It was so bad. Oh, my God. But, you remember World War One? I told you he's a vampire. I told you. I said
it. I was carrying the torch for them. What are you talking about?
He slipped up there. He didn't think he was going to catch him.
Yeah. It burnt out, and I looked at it, and poof, it turned on again. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, guys. So, week 8, we're going against San Francisco. So, San Francisco treat. Man, this thing is snagging. So, the tail of the tape, the team rankings from 2020. So, you can see the Bears have a higher bar. So, in this case, the higher the bar, the worse the shitty you are in this graph. But, as always, Bears are ranked 30th, San Francisco 19th. Now, just on the offense alone, I don't know if it's dropped or not because they lost some pretty decent receivers. I mean, I don't think they have any receiving core. The defense, as you can see, the Bears tops them at that. I think that is going to probably remain the same, if not get worse, for the Bears, considering their secondary. And as always, special teams, the 27th. Now, the punt return, kick return, the kickoff return, it's all questionable. But it's more the kicking aspect that I care about because when it comes on to it, 26-27 on the 35 yard line, that's what counts. Yes, and I'm not the return yards. Right. The return yards and all that stuff. Hurts. Yes.
No, but when Robbie is good as gold, that's a problem.
That still hurts. That still hurts that he's gonna be the person that's there.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, y'all could have got me.
Yeah, we let him go for because he wanted two packs of Skittles instead of one.
He was like,
you can't have no tropical bird Skittles.
Oh my goodness,
Skittles for you.
What's this, Wild Berry? Get the fuck out of here. He just chucks them. So the impact players on this game, and the San Francisco, it's going to be Jimmy G, okay? Bosa and his buddies on the defense, and then Kittle. Now, on the opposite side of the Bears is the whole D-line. I'll explain that later. The whole O-line and Smith. So Jimmy G is going to have fun with the Bears secondary. Unless we do something about it, the upside to it, they really don't have any good receivers. I think the really good receiver they have is Kittle. Okay. Bosa, we all know he's a force to be reckoned with. The O-line is going to have their hands full because, if I'm not mistaken, their run defense and run passing defense is pretty stellar. So,
okay.
Kittle's the only person that they're – that's why I put Smith right next to him. Because Kittle is going to be the only person I think might rank up some yards. So he's going to probably be a good fit in this game if you're a fantasy football player, you know, for your fantasy team. Because I can't see them do anything. I think our poor secondary with their poor receivers is going to cancel each other out. Everything's going to be up front.
Yeah, they've got
Debo and
Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. The only name I recognize is like their second string, Mohamed Sanu. Like, so you're right about their receivers not being great. They drafted, you know, Austin Watkins Jr., but you know, who knows what that guy's gonna do. But I think if they've got some of these rookies that can be fast, that can be a problem. You know, I don't know that much about all the guys behind the first two guys, and I know Mohamed Sanu, his thing isn't speed.
he's a possession receiver.
Right. He's not burning up the charts, but we can deal with that. But if any of those guys are fast, it's gonna be a problem.
Here's what you have to forget about 49ers. They have three running backs that are great. They're going to get you lots and lots and lots of yards. And they have a great offensive line. So, like, when you're talking about San Francisco, first thing you think about is the offensive line because they block. The problem is that they all got hurt last year. Yeah. And I think we're forgetting how good and how dominant their offensive line really was. So, it's not even Jimmy G as much as is their offensive line. We're going to have hard time putting pressure on them.
Right. Yeah. I really like when they got Trent Williams from Washington.
Yep,
that was exactly. That was a good pickup.
Now we're not going to have free shots on him. They did smart moves, and I think that's what we're going to have to worry about. And they can run the ball, and those are things that you just got to really. I mean, you can't teach that.
Right. I mean, I did honestly overlook their running game.
Even when you think about it, I mean, they got Mostert still. Raheem Mostert was a killer. You're talking about fantasy, he was a killer.
Right.
You know, they have a really good fullback, and they have really good offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're going to run right behind Trent Williams. You know, so this might be one of those things where Mack has someone who's going to be looking him right in the eye.
They use that fullback, too, like a fullback, and a lot of teams don't do that. Right. Very much anymore.
Yep.
Go ahead, man.
And what they really have is a coach. Yeah, that's what I really be thinking about. I mean, he's special.
Okay.
I think when you talk about coaches, he's good at playing to what he's got. One thing
Kyle Shanahan Nagy, uses everything he has. Yeah, exactly.
One thing Nagy didn't do well is trying to fit a square peg into a triangle hole. It's like this isn't gonna work. Like this is a triangle. This is a star shape. It's not going to fit. I have to take it back to the like toddler years with the little blocks and stuff. And he's like, so, you know.
So Shanahan, wasn't he with Denver when he let Marshall go? Remember he took over?
Kyle Shanahan, I mean, as far as a head coach, not really. I mean, because he's with Washington. He was with the Falcons when they were great, when they made it to the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan knows how to use what they have. That's what, you know, and that's what you see with him. He's the guy that doesn't overthink the position. He doesn't worry about, you know, what he wants to do. He says, oh, this is what we got. Well, I guess we run the ball 40 times. Oh, this right. is what we got. Yeah. Guess we'll throw the ball 40 times. He just takes what he has. I have a great offensive line.
He was the OC for the Falcons 2015 and 2017. So and that for was the Browns from 2014 and 2015. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legacy. You know, I mean, he's coming from, you know, was it Mike Shanahan, like his father?
Yeah.
You know, this guy has been around football his entire life. He's a genius. I mean, honestly. Right. He's more of a genius than Matt Nagy has ever proven to be.
So, keeping on that topic and subject, the QBs, I don't know if Trey Lance is going to actually be playing at that time or it's going to be Jimmy. I put Jimmy up there because I think, honestly, think they're just going to keep him there. Has to start on that trade learn on the side.
He's not going to – I think if they can stay healthy, he doesn't have to be fantastic for the 49ers to do good.
Right. Yep.
He doesn't – he's there another team. Hey, just don't mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in a very similar situation that the Bears are in but Garoppolo's much better than Andy Dalton is.
Yeah. Right.
And Fields is much better than Trey Lance is. I think that they can go this whole – if Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't get hurt, they can go this whole year without Trey Lance playing at all.
But that's the key. That's the key. Jimmy Garoppolo always gets hurt.
And this is his last year, isn't it?
Well, I think they still have him for two more years, but I think they're going to get rid of him.
They were talking about possibly getting rid of him before the draft.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see with that. With Jimmy G, you know, of course, we don't want nobody to get hurt unless you're in the Packers uniform, then
I don't know, man. I mean, it's politically correct now. I know when I was playing football, I would always hope that I could hurt somebody. I would at least looked at the quarterback. I was like, man, I hope I could tear his arm off. I mean,
that's different like, than that's different you know, than
I'm not gonna wish it on him.
It's your job to do that, as opposed to sitting here and be like, hey, I hope that guy slips on the banana peel and his Achilles breaks. You know, that's kind of evil.
That's both.
I agree. Yeah, hope his son opened a bunch of Hot Wheels and he slips and falls down the stairs.
That's a little
sorry, wife.
All 60 of them. All 60.
Right.
So you know, if you look on the key matchups, I put the wide receiver question mark because I really don't see any productivity there. I don't think they're gonna have any good receiving crew. Kind of reminds me of the Ravens receiving crew. Like, there's really nobody wants to fucking step up.
I don't know. I think Brandon Ayuk is gonna be good. And Deebo Samuel is going to be okay too. I mean, as far as speed goes, and that's what you got. And Mohamed Sanu is going to be your possession receiver. So what you really have is you have a run first offense with a quarterback who loves to play action with great running backs behind. You have like three of them. They're going to keep on coming with a great offensive line. And all they'll do is play action the hell out of you and just dump it all over. And you have the best tight end maybe in the game.
This is the second time you said three great running backs. And I'm like,
but
is Gallman a great running back?
I'll say Mostert, they have a very good setup.
I think they got good depth. I think they got good depth at running back.
Because Gallman is a good running back. Mostert is a very good, strong running back. The fullback is really good.
Yeah.
And then they got Trey Sermon. Then they get them.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I'm saying that they have a stable, and they have an offense that's going to use those running backs. You don't have to have a great running back's name to be a good running team. You have to have a great offensive line. I think that the offensive line plus the best tight end in the top four tight end in the NFL, plus Jimmy Garoppolo play action if he's still there, means that it's going to be a tough game.
Okay, so they have I'm just going to read off what they have. Wilson Jr., Sermon, Mozart, Mitchell, Hasty, and Gallman. Oh, and Gaffney.
Well, the first three are really good. Gallman's going to be hurt probably. But, you know, those first three can be good.
Right. And the receivers, Ayuk, Benjamin, Craycraft. He's Craycray. Fowler, Hurd, James, Jennings.
It's Ayuk, it's Deebo Samuel, and it's Mohamed Sanu. Those are the three. Okay. Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Mohamed Sanu. Amu Sanu is, you know, okay third receiver. You know, Ayuk is going to be good, I think. And Deebo Samuel is a speed guy. So, what you got?
Deebo.
So, they're, before the start of the season, their offensive line is ranked ninth in the you know, in the league. You know, mm-hmm. and that's before getting adding Trent Williams.
Yeah,
you know, that's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's move on. So that's my predictions. I think the Bears might lose this one, just for the simple fact of the untested O-line versus their veteran seven. You know, you got Bosa, and then man, who was it? There's like a couple people, key people there. Even one of the DBs, that they're better than good.
I mean, Aaron Armstead and Bosa. I mean, they're pretty good. I think we really lose this game is where the special teams is. I really believe.
So that's a good point. We've been talking about it since we've been breaking it down. Good offensive line, running backs and stuff like that. This is going to be a ground out game.
Yeah.
And I feel like the score is probably going to be less than this. And I feel like their better kicker is going to be the end. If you told me this game was going to end 13-10, I wouldn't be surprised. It might be San Francisco because of Robbie Gould is a better kicker than Cairo Santos here.
Right.
Our defense is not going to give a lot of yards up. They're not. Our defense is going to be still stout. You know, their defense is going to be very stout.
Right.
You know, our offenses be a little bit like right here. I think Jimmy G could get him in a position for Robbie Gould to be, you know, a big part of this game.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised. 15-10, something like that.
That's a lot of field goals.
All field goals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you know what's funny? You know what's funny about this is Robbie Gould, they're going to be in Chicago. Robbie Gould knows how to kick in Soldier Field.
Yeah.
He does. That's what a lot of people have a problem with is kicking in Soldier Field with the wind and everything. Robbie knows how to do it. He'd be all right. And that's going to be bad for the Bears.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they defense-wise, San Francisco gets the edge. Looks like we lost them. But San Francisco gets the edge on defense-wise because just simply the fact the Bears' secondary is
– so questionable.
I don't have confidence in them.
We also don't know what their secondary is going to be. We really don't. You know? Mm-hmm. Where is what's his caller gonna go? He's back.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
It was a hot wheel. Ran over the internet.
I was like, the wife said, game over.
Right. So yeah, I really do think that the edge and the secondary is better than our secondary. That's why they get the slight edge on that. So. I think your evaluation about it being a wash.
I feel like it's going to be a wash. I really think it's just a kicking. Like you made the point that like the receivers aren't that fantastic. You know, up against our not so fan, I feel like that's going to be a wash. The running game is going to be when it's a close game, it comes down to kicking, especially in Soldier Field with a defensive game. I bet you the over under for points for this game is going to be like 32 or something like that total.
Wow.
I mean, it's going to be low.
I agree. I agree. I think about their defense is still very young. Without Richard Sherman there, they're very, you know, young also there. So they have some young DBs that we can actually take advantage of too. Our offense, it's going to be like this. I mean, Allen Robinson is going to catch about 8 passes. You know, Montgomery's going to run for about 80 yards. And we will kick probably get one touchdown, a whole hell of a lot of field goals. You know, and that's, at 13-15, San Francisco maybe, 13-15.
Somebody's getting the safety.
I said that we score 15. A touchdown.
Hey.
They get all field goals.
I can see a safety happening.
If we're up 13-12, we go 13-12, they're driving down the field. And Robbie goes sets up for a 49-yard field goal and hits it. When time goes by, they win 15-13. We're like, what the fuck?
All right. So let's move on. Your prediction, Marvin? So I got the Niners.
I think it's going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be the special teams that takes it over. Like I said, I'm predicting less than 32, 34 points total for the game. I think it's going to be the Bears. I have to say that. But I think a close special teams game when the kicking is going to be what's important. You got to give that to Robbie Gould over Carlos Santos.
Yep, I agree. The only thing, Robbie Gould hasn't kicked here forever, so that might help us.
I don't think it's going to matter. Robbie Gould is going to go down as one of the top 20 kickers of all time, I think.
Yeah.
You know, in history.
Robbie Gould still lives here in the offseason. He comes and he kicks all the time.
Right.
So
he's probably kicking in his backyard.
Right. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised he was on the field somehow. Kicking. Working out in the Bears facility.
That's not good. All right, so week 9, we have the Bears versus the Steelers at Heinz Field. Wait, is this the Heinz Field in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, cool. So I sounded pretty smart there for a second. So the tails of the tape. Well,
hey, look, it says just for future reference, the only appropriate graph to use is a pie graph. All right, this should be a pie graph for these things.
Okay.
Or you can flip it around, like you could do like 30, as in like they go down, so it looks worse going for down, and they're closer to the top. You know, if you flip the graph down, face it down.
Or you could just stick with pies.
And put the apple pie chart.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I see what you're doing with that.
Now I'm hungry. I want apple. Now one apple pie.
Like I said, you know, I was putting this from a different computer, so I'm still learning it, and I just couldn't find that where to flip it, you know, because I did want it to go the opposite direction, you know, be inverted. So in this case, the biggest bar you have, the shittier position you are. But their defense is number 3, and this is last year's. Mm-hmm. Their offense is number 10, special teams. So they're basically good. They're better than actually the Niners, you know.
All right, so here the question is the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger going to be able to hold up throughout the whole season?
And this is week 9.
Yeah,
this
is already week 9 now.
So I think that this year – you're going to see the retirement show for Ben Roethlisberger.
He's going to be 39 if I'm not
mistaken. I'm like, good try. You did a good job. Too bad you lost.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line, number 29. That's their ranking.
Yeah, that. Look, they have unproven guys everywhere. Okafor, you have no idea what we could do. Dotson's okay. You have no idea with the center because, you know, their center just retired. Mm-hmm. Zach Banner is a backup at the best, you know.
And I believe and Marquise Pouncey was a Hall of Fame center.
Pouncey, you know,
he's not there anymore. He's not there anymore.
Are you just going to replace him? I mean, the Castro's going to be okay. But besides that, they just got a lot of guys. Just like, maybe we. You know, so they don't know what they have either.
They look like the what the Bears have had to do with their offensive line in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, just move this guy over here. Let's hopefully this tackle can play center. I don't know what's gonna happen. You know,
mm-hmm. Right. So what they did in the offseason, they re-signed Banner and then a couple other people, like they 4 offensive linemen in the offseason. And let's see what they did in the draft. The first round draft pick was Najee Harris.
Yeah, so, which is great.
Which is the offensive line at round 3 on the center. Kendrick Green, so from Illinois. And then another offensive tackle.
Hey, you know Rashad Coward is actually on there. Is a their backup guard. Left the Bears with there. Yeah. So I'm just saying they are a big question mark on offensive line. They have Najee Harris at running back, which is great. They have Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster, great at wide receiver, you know. But can they get
the ball in? I'm more concerned about Claypool. I feel like he's faster than Juju.
I agree. But because Claypool is now the number one, I think Juju becomes more important for us because we ain't got no one to stop him. he's a good possession receiver. He is better when there's a number one receiver on the team.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you worry about. So I don't think Najee Harris is going to get, you know, he might get like 60 yards, you know, if he's lucky. You know, he might break one. But it's just the fact that they have those good wide receivers. This might be closer than everyone wants to say it is. Because if our offensive line has gelled by this week, then we're going to be okay.
I hope they have because it's already week 9. So by week 3 or 4, they should be fine. You know, despite of injuries, let's hope that there isn't any.
Knock on wood.
But they I feel like they've even got some depth. They picked up a lot of depth in the offensive line they haven't had before. And
if some one of the guards go down there,
I want to know what the percentage of linemen, like offensive line units, may get the same the whole way impact. It probably don't happen that much. You know, I'm going to look that up for next time. I don't think it happens very often. I bet you like
the good teams do. Mm-hmm. Those good teams always have those lucky years where their whole offensive line stays there the entire time.
Yeah. Those are
rare. I mean, except for the the Chiefs, obviously.
So, yeah, the impact players, I believe, Goldwyn, Mack, and Smith. Again, with Smith because he's going to be awesome. And for the other side is Harris, Smith, Juju, and Claypool. Claypool came out of nowhere. I said, hey, Juju, you ain't doing shit. I'm going to take over. Right. And, you know, got that 4-touchdown game, and then which put him over the top. Harris is going to be a rookie. So he's going to – let's see week 9, see how he's already doing. He's going to be already surpassed 1,000 yards rushing by week 9? Maybe. They're really depending on the O-line. So if the O-line is holding up, Harris is
going to
be a beast.
They're not going to. The offensive line is not going to hold up. And that's what, another thing that I think is going to be worse with their offense, all those passes, you talk about that 4-touchdown game, how long was Ben standing back there, you know, and just being able to chuck that, 60 yards or whatever.
Hey, you know, it's not going to work that way. You think about quarterbacks, you think about their number one move. We think of Ben Roethlisberger, you think of this. He's always holding that motherfucker ball. That's all he does. He's just, all right, well, he's grabbing me. You know, it's like, that's all he does is hold on to that ball. And, you know, and he's, as you say, he's going to be 39 years old. There's no way he's going to make it.
Is it 39?
He's already 39. Yeah.
He's already 39. Yeah. There's no way he's making it through the whole season. He's holding on to the ball.
And like he's taking more hits than most quarterbacks.
And I'll tell you this, if Mason Rudolph is starting this game, the Bears win this going away. I don't care. Mason Rudolph is a joke.
Well, they also have stars, and they have
living his best life. His best.
They have Hoskins from Washington. Quarterback
life. Exactly.
So, yeah. I mean,
you I'll call 4 interceptions if Randolph does it. 4 interceptions.
funny. I've said this before on some of the other games. If the Bears get 3 sacks, they won the game. I don't care what else happened. If the Bears get 3 sacks on Ben Roethlisberger, they won the game.
I don't know, because I think T.J. Watt might get 3 sacks himself this game, just being T.J. Watt.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Right.
He's good, but I'm not worried about it.
Which is a great point, because I think one of the key matchups, I have the Bears O-line versus the Steelers front 7. Now, I put the front 7 for the simple fact because you got, if I'm not mistaken, they're also 3-4, but sometimes they put.
They have no tackle, defensive tackle, and a DN.
They're They're nothing to play with, man. They are nothing to play with. That team, if it's intact still and upgraded and improved, it's going to be a dangerous squad in the front seven. The secondary, I mean, not as much.
No, their secondary is good.
So
their secondary, Minka Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden, they got some heavy hitters over there. Man.
Yeah. So I mean,
so what I'm hoping is I'm putting the bad offense hoodoo on them right now. The curse of good defense, bad offense hoodoo. The three and out, 15-minute time of possession hoodoo for the Steelers for that game. You ain't done right by me this whole time.
And then the Bears secondary needs to go against Juju Claypool and Washington. Washington is a sleeper. I mean, if the other two are covered, Washington's good. I think, kind of got in Claypool's shadow a little bit, but he stepped up.
Deontay Johnson is a man, and that's what you got to watch out for.
So,
that's usually who they let play in the NFL is men.
That's funny.
What you trying to say? Well, equal opportunity here.
That's funny. Well, yeah, man. I mean, that sucks. You know, it really does suck. It's going to be tough for them. It really is. And that's going to be one hell of a game.
Yeah, I agree with your score. And you know what? I'm glad we lose it. We win it. But Mike Tomlin is just so hard to beat. Just him. I don't know what it is about him. He doesn't lose.
Yo, except if it's after week 12.
You're right. Hey, unfortunately, this is week 9.
So we haven't made it to them falling apart yet.
Exactly. Well, you know, if Ben is still there, this could be the game when Ben is knocked out.
So look, here. Let's look at their schedule right quick. Okay, so we can see who they have to play, because they play in a tough division where there's hard hitting people in there.
That's true.
Let's go down the schedule.
Shut up, Siri. I didn't say anything to you.
Bitch.
Right. Why are my fingers not typing?
We treat our women really great. I don't know what you saw about the Panda Drizzy show.
Okay. I got it. So the week 1 through week 8. Okay, we're gonna go through that. They're gonna be at Buffalo.
Loss.
Okay. They're hosting Vegas.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Hosting Cincinnati.
That's a win.
Yeah. They're going to be at Green Bay.
They're going to lose that game. Well, if Aaron Rodgers is playing, they're going to lose that game.
All right. Yeah. Which I really do believe he's not. That's just my thing.
Yeah. Did you hear what their owner said? He's a complicated fella. What are you doing? Just be quiet. Don't say stuff. And then Aaron Rodgers went on this golf thing and said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm enjoying not having to worry about football and having a peaceful time off in the offseason. He's out here about to play a fantasy golf tournament or whatever the hell he's doing against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson and some dude named DeChambeau. And I was like, so wait, Tom Brady got Phil Mickelson and you got some dude named DeChambeau? Like, that seems Bryce a little – it seems a little uneven. Like, you should have been able to get a better person than that, Aaron Rodgers. Phil Mickelson's like, hey, I'm right up here next to Tiger. And then you get, I don't know that much about golf. I know Phil Mickelson is better than DeChambeau.
No, he's not.
He's not?
Bryson DeChambeau's much better.
Phil Mickelson's won like a bunch of Masters and stuff.
He's right. I think Bryson's probably is half his age and probably has, you know, one less title. Bryson DeChambeau is not bad at all. Bryson DeChambeau is the guy who drives the ball like 400 yards. Bryson DeChambeau looks like he looks like he's on the football team. He's that big.
Okay. Jeez. I don't know that much about golf, so whatever. I know who Phil Mickelson is, though.
You're right.
So in week 5, they go again. They're hosting Denver.
They're going to get – that's a game he's going to get the shit beat out of him. Denver's gonna beat the shit.
And don't forget, it's gonna be Fangio's last year or contract year, I believe. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, he's gonna let the dogs loose on that one. And then after Miller,
Von Miller's back.
Yep.
And healthy. He's about to eat lunch on Ben Roethlisberger standing there.
Ben Roethlisberger, two touchdowns, two interceptions, one for a touchdown that game.
Yeah, unless Ben Roethlisberger can turn into Peyton Manning on the Broncos and just check, 7-yard pass to a touchdown, 19 minute drives with 34 passes on him, he's gonna struggle.
So get this: the very next week, Seattle.
Yeah. Oh man.
And then they have a bye, and then they come back to go against Cleveland.
That's them three games gonna be tough for him.
Right, and if you put the Bears in there, that's four games of strong defenses.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and say the Bears win 28-27. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay,
I'm good with that. I'm good with it.
Yep,
I really think that by that time, they're in those four games. That four game trip: Broncos, Seahawks, Browns, Steelers. There's 10 sacks in those four games on Ben Roethlisberger,
if not 10 more.
Sacks. Yeah,
I'm saying one of those games they can have 10 sacks in one game.
who was that that had? No, that was Deshaun Watson that had like multiple 5+ sacks game. We had like six sacks against Deshaun Watson that day.
That was last year, wasn't it?
It was last year, and I was like, I couldn't believe their offensive line was worse than ours.
That's when Quinn got his first two sacks of the season.
Yeah, it was.
He got one.
I was like, wow, I remember talking to Brian, like, they're worse. Their offensive line is worse than ours. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Like, we had Charles Little Jr. saying, man, that left tackle's terrible. He can't do nothing.
Man, what did they say? They're calling the kettle something like that. I don't know.
Pot killing the kettle black. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you said it. If I said it, it'd be fucking
racist. I was going to say, what you say?
What you mean, you people?
The appliances.
Tropic Thunder is one of the funniest movies of all time.
What it you mean, hilarious. You people?
Sure and bad I got my booty sweat.
So I'm saying 28-27 Bears. Brian agrees.
Yeah. I like that.
What about you, Marvin?
I think the Bears gonna win, but I think they're gonna win by more. I'd give 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's
a lot. But I mean, that's how confident I think that by this time, Fields gonna be in. I think by this time Fields gonna be in. I think that the second half of the Bears season, like right up prior to this. We've got a tough time when it comes to defenses and stuff like that. We got to go. We've got to play the Packers. We've got to play a couple other good teams. They're going to hit Andy Dalton. Hopefully not. You see, I had to add that in there. and I just think that by this time, the offensive line will be there. And,
just a few times. Week 10 is a bye week. So this is when they all relax, regather, regroup, and do some whatever they got to do to get ready for the second half.
They get to see their families.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
So this is one of the Jordan Benanji, whatever. I think he's a
– CBS Sports News.
Yeah.
CBS. Mm-hmm.
So he said
the Bears are going to – Hey, Jordan DeGianni, if you don't understand how we feel about it, let's all do it in unison.
Oh man! So, as you can see,
a moving finger. No,
as you can see, he has us losing to the Rams, winning against the Bengals, losing against the Browns, winning against the Lions. So, let's work on these four. Do you guys agree with that? Loss, win, loss, win. So, by week end of week four, we're 2-2.
Yes.
You guys agree with that?
We could be 2-2.
I think we'll beat the Rams.
We could beat the Rams. We could.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to beat Cleveland. I do. 2-2, 3-1. I'm not too
much. Cleveland's got the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah.
Cleveland's got the best offensive line in the league.
So I'm seeing 3-1. So
this week five loss to the Raiders, That's I don't know where the hell he got that shit from.
There's no way Mac is going to go back and have that.
Too many wins.
Your mama phone says it's too many wins.
Oh, man.
So I would like to know what's the record you think the Bears' record is it?
Yeah, how much? How many you think?
Yeah.
Because I don't even think this gave them any. The only win I'm looking at is like, really, you gave us that one? Is it against Baltimore?
Well, yeah, we'll get to that second part. So yeah. 1 through 4, I think it's going to be 3-1.
I believe
we have a great shot on beating the Rams. Okay. It's going to be a close one, but I believe we can win it. So now 5 through 8, let's go Raiders.
That's a terrible. The Raiders are going to be.
They should win that. They should win that one easily.
With Andy Dalton.
Right. Packers. Now, I don't know if they have the Packers with Aaron Rodgers just because he's on the roster, or they just, you know, it's
you
just
have to history. You have to assume Aaron Rodgers is going to play because you don't think they're not going to trade him. It looks like they're not going to trade him, and they're not going to sit there and let Jordan Love go out there.
I mean, he's already missed minicamp, and he's already losing his $500,000 minicamp bonus, and his 90. I know it doesn't matter to him.
He's like. That's fine. You know,
he makes that shit up with State Farm.
Right.
He makes that with State Farm. So he...
yeah, but
oh wait, Andy Dalton playing? Too few wins.
Oh my gosh.
This guy.
I like his first comment instead of the front.
Yeah. No, but I think Aaron Rodgers isn't really gonna flinch. He knows that they need him more than he needs the Packers. Right. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won MVP. What is it, 3-4 times? Like, he's not going to win 7 rings. So, what is he chasing? Like,
mm-hmm.
another, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys that's like, I enjoy my life and things, you know, a lot. And I want to play football and stuff, but I'm not going, ain't nobody about to punk me.
Yep.
Right. You know, he's sitting there and he can do it. And they're going to not be able to do anything about it. I think the Green Bay Packers have flinched before, and whatever that flinching is, I don't know.
I think they trade before. I say they trade Aaron Rodgers.
That's funny because I was thinking about that too. But then again, Bell, Levine, what was his name? Levine Bell,
Le'Veon,
whatever.
Le'Veon Bell.
He stood out one year just to come back the following season as a free agent. That could possibly happen.
Right, but look. The person that Aaron Rodgers is much better than Le'Veon Bell is. It's not even on the they're not even on the same planet. They're not even on the same planet.
Aaron Rodgers is a top ten all time quarterback. That's how good he is.
And you know what? You know what didn't happen if Aaron Rodgers sits out? He didn't get hit. He didn't get injured. His leg isn't messed up because.
But his mind is still there.
Yep, he gets clarity.
Aaron Rodgers at what is he, 36? Aaron Rodgers at 36 was still one of the 5 most mobile quarterbacks in the league. He was still, you know, running the ball and everything and doing what he needed to do to get it. And he still
except when it was 3-1. I don't know.
Yeah,
run the fucking ball in. I don't understand.
So I'll give them that loss because usually divisional, especially with that team, as strong as they are.
I'm picking win right there because that's the one in Chicago.
I think we lose later in the season.
Okay, that's fine. I just know we're gonna probably split with them, which is fine. The Buccaneers.
I also gave us that win. They are old.
Niners. We just covered that, and the Steelers.
I think we lose to the Lions, but I think we could beat the Steelers. Yeah.
Right. So now this guy is also seen by week 9. Justin Fields steps in. I don't know if he's gonna play or by week 9. So
I even think that's a weird projection. You're not doing that all the night shit. The mama poems. I got no problem with y'all mafia people. No problem with y'all at all. We don't want any smoke here on Panda and Grizz, but we don't do that all the night.
We like you. Yeah, that's funny. I'm with that. Where you guys went? The money. I follow the money.
They follow the money. Right. Okay, so yeah. They have Justin Fields coming in.
He comes in on week 9. is he saying Andy Dalton gets hurt, they're not going to make that decision a week before the bye week. That doesn't make any sense, right? To make that decision a week before the bye week. Unless something. I think
the best time for him to come is either week four, right. or at right after this the Buccaneers game,
mm-hmm.
or week ten, and just go say, all right, we'll wait till week 10.
He's getting all the one reps,
right?
During practice on the bye week.
I think that he has that going, because if you look at the loss, 5, 6, 7, 8, it's 4 losses in a row. By that time, you're going to be 2-7. So by then,
they're not going to get past 5 losses and Justin Fields not being. They're not going to get past 5 losses and Justin Fields not going to be in.
Right.
By his logic, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the like Brian said, the Tampa Bay game they bring him in. They're not going to get past 5 losses.
If the Bears are 2-4, they will pull him in that week 7 game against Tampa Bay, and Justin Fields might not start, but he will finish week 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to lose those games that he's saying, though.
Yeah,
You're three and three. Andy Dalton's still in. You get to that fourth loss, that fifth loss, especially by week 8 or 7. That's terrible. That's you losing the season at that point.
That's
the pressure. Oh, you've got to do something because we're lose now. Right. So I don't, you know.
So on the opposite end, week 10 is a bye, of course. Then they got his winning against the Ravens, against the Lions, which is fine because they're crap, against the Cardinals, which for some reason I think the Cardinals are a lot stronger.
I do
than
too.
People they've expected.
Got, they've got the greatest receiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then week 14,
he's fast and he can jump higher than all of us. Like
and now they got other ones. They have other receivers now too, and it's just like I don't see it.
Yeah. And then
unless we figure some stuff out there, I can't see that going our way. I did not count them beating with our secondary table. All you have to do is throw the ball up to DeAndre Hopkins, and he's going to get it.
Yep.
God.
That was one of the biggest robberies ever from them getting him from Houston. that was a second round pick or something like that.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
Oh my God, Was that Bill O'Brien?
You know it. Yeah. You know the beginning of Bill O'Brien.
That was terrible.
So
the beginning of the end for the Texans.
Then week 14, according to him, we lost. We lose again.
I'm calling that one too. Yeah, that's the game in Green Bay. We're going to lose that game.
So
unless Jordan Love is there. If Jordan Love is the quarterback, we win.
Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I think he's going to be there for throughout the season. Grizzlies' favorite person, Kirk Cousins, and the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins, he's the Meridian line. We know who he is. Mr. Prime
Meridian.
We win against them. We lose against the Seahawks. We win against the Giants. And
is that game in Seattle? That game's in Seattle, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Give me 1 second, and then I'll look it up for you. And the game is in, at Seattle.
Yeah. That is still a very hard place to play no matter what.
They got the 12th man.
And they've got DK Metcalf, who's just
specifically, don't they have Lockett also?
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, that guy is fast and he's a linebacker. So
it's going to be like halftime. We're going to look up. It's going to say 32-4. We're like, how do we get 4 points?
Right. Oh, they gave you those points. Pity. Those are pity points.
They scored enough touchdown. They gave you guys 4 points. Like, here you go. You could have a little bit more than half.
Give them that extra point.
So they're having the Bears 8-9, which is, if that is true, Nagy is gone. And what's his name?
I don't know.
Ryan Pace.
I don't know if Nagy's gone.
So here's what I think about the Nagy thing. I think more important than bringing another coach in, consistency is more important. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he's good enough to be a head coach if he starts trusting, if he gets better, like starts trusting his coordinators and stuff like that. I think that he needs to get somebody else, a stronger coordinator, to come in and have a bigger voice to tell him, hey, that shit's stupid. Don't do that shit. You know, just whisper him to him nicely in a way. But I think that if you're going to make a change, it is like when you're going into the, okay, next year, no matter what, Justin Fields is going to be a starting quarterback in 2022. You know, it's not going to be Andy Dalton again. It's not going to be anybody else. Justin Fields is going to be starting quarterback starting that season.
Right.
So are you going to teach him a whole nother thing at that point? Are you going to do something else? I think that with the things they did in this draft, he's building progress towards the team that he's trying to see, you know, that fits what he has. And I feel like Justin Fields, at least on the offensive side, Justin Fields is like one of the last keys to that.
Right.
You get another good receiver. You got offensive lineman now. You've got running game. Is there? I think that if I was the ownership, I'd be like, okay, let's see what happens this season. If they go another, like, even if they go 8-9, I'm like, okay, we can do something about that. Now we can do something about safeties. I think that Max still has, after this year, Max still has 2 more years. They got to make a decision about Hicks, what they're going to do with that. So you have to start doing some things. You're going to choose, hey, we're going to start off with a new coach, which nobody comes in and does the same thing and has success. You're always going to be, I feel like, you know, regress with a new coach coming in and having to learn a whole new system for all the guys, especially if you have a bunch of young guys that they're going to have. So I think that he can last. I'm not, if they go 8-9, I'm not saying fire Nagy. I'm saying let's see what he can do with another year.
Right. I say as soon as they drafted Fields, Nagy and Pace got 2-year extensions. No one knows about it. They won't say anything about the extensions. I'm telling you, as soon as it happened, that's what's happened. They're going out together, and if Justin Fields shows that it was a great pick, they're staying. Plain and simple. If Justin Fields shows that it doesn't matter if the Bears win or lose, but if he shows that he's a great pick, that's it. We're staying.
So I partially agree with you guys. I think Nagy will stay if he doesn't do the play call. Because if Dalton's up there or Fields, and if Laser does the play calling, he proved his point last year for the last 4 games, 5 games. It's either A, shitty teams that we went against, or B, just the play calling was so much better.
If Nagy took that shit back, so.
Yep, he took it back, and look what happened.
Well, hey, so, look what happened. We're doing great. It's mine. It's like a little kid. Mine.
Yep.
But the thing is, he had a whole lot of distractions. Cordarrelle Patterson was a distraction on offense. Hey, let me try to do this. Hey, this is cool. Yeah. You know, and they removed that distraction. Cordarrelle Patterson is a great athlete, great return guy and stuff like that. Should not have been lining up in the backfield.
No,
at all. We had injury. We're not going to have to do that thing. We got Damien back there with Montgomery and Cohen back. So right. We've got some depth there. So we're not going to have to do that gimmicky stuff that we were doing before. And I think that if we can stick to running the ball and getting the play action and getting the protection and stuff like that, they'll be fine on offense.
Right.
So,
yeah. Let's just.
I don't like – if you look at all the great – franchises, the Chiefs, consistency in coaching, Andy Reid, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin been there. Steelers had 3 coaches the last 50 years. So, you know.
That's so real.
The Patriots, it's been Bill Belichick, you know. You got to have some consistency in what you're trying to do so that people can get it. And with Nagy's, with all the complex stuff he's going to want to do, you're going to have time. So then what are you going to do after that? Who's the head coaching candidate you're going to go to after if Nagy leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me somebody you're thinking about that you wish they would have gotten this year.
Laser will step up. I think Laser will step up.
You think he's better than Nagy as a head coach?
Well, no. I mean, just the play calling itself. I mean, just in the play calling. I mean, unless usually the Bears like doing something from within. Unless you're a big name guy, okay. But if Laser steps up because he already knows the system, he knows the players, he knows what to do, and whatever. I can see that. I can see Laser be stepping up. But typical Bears fashion, they'll just fuck that up too.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the Bears go as far as Nagy's ego allows them to go. His ego in the play caller. He's gonna want to do some fun stuff, and it's like, okay, fun stuff only works when you get Tyreek Hill and all these other people, you know, they can do this stuff. So
All right, guys. I think that's about it. Anybody have any last second thing they want to say?
I was excited about seeing all the guys come to minicamp today. You know, that photo of video of Matt coming into the camp, that was awesome. I don't know, he's eating in that cup of strawberries, just loose strawberries in a cup and shit. I don't know what it was. I was like, I want those. Then I can be big and strong like Camille Beck. But I mean, I think that was good how many people came. You know, I wish Goldman would have came.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was good to see those guys come. Especially Allen Robinson, they thought that he might hold out. He was like, no.
I love saying him. Yes. I love the fact that Allen Robinson just showed. I mean, that shows a lot for this team. I think it really allows him to be a leader, too, this season. And I think he actually – it seems like it shows that he believes in his team. He believes in the field. I think that's a big thing. I worry about Andy Goldman because I believe Andy Goldman is the reason the defense might be able to stay together.
Why do you think he's skilled?
So that's why.
Yeah.
I think he could be uncomfortable with this whole COVID still. Opening up all the stuff.
Really?
That could be.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, you know, he takes care more of money. His mom he's or already, something.
He doesn't need any more money. He's making $9 million this year. He's doing a great job. He's not looking for anything else, so I worry about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's just give it another week, see what happens. But let's just wrap it up, guys. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, your mama Pones. Thank you, Tank Kramer, for chiming in with us. Thank you, Grizzly and Marvin, for coming out. So, once again, guys, this is Alfredo.
Which we got going on next on the Nerd Huddle Podcast Network.
You know what, man? Thank you. I almost screwed everything up. But like I said, I'm not together right now, man. Kramer's going
to
fire
me. I was about to say, like, I was like, let me hit this.
Let me look for that real quick. I had it up.
No, it's there now. We're doing the pointy. See, now I'm on the bottom. Now I can do it.
Yeah. All right, damn it. You got me this time.
Shit. See, my drive is acting up right now.
So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we got the Dynasty Pylon happening. Those are some of the best fantasy guys that and the information you're going to get on the net. You guys should tune in for them. If you want any of your off-season information for your Dynasty football leagues, this is the time when you win championships, when you get those guys that nobody's thinking about, when you get those guys before minicamp that you're guessing on, based on how well they're going to perform. Watch Dynasty Pylons. I'm guaranteeing you greater percentage of you winning your league.
Yeah. So actually, yes, everything that Marvin said is correct. Those guys know what they're talking about. However, only one guy is going to be there because Martin's gone. He's doing service for our country. They are going to talk about
Martin.
Yes, thank you again. They are going to talk about the AFC East. Kramer is going to be on there, and I myself is going to be on there also, trying to help out on Thursday.
So just do the opposite of what Kramer when Fredo says do it, do the opposite.
Right.
Pretty much. You'd be okay. I mean, I did win two championships, but not in the dynasty level. That's all I'm going to say. So the Thursday
it was by
show.
Himself.
Yes.
And he's been doing it for 15 years. So 15 years, two championships.
Jeez.
It's not like you've won nine championships in 15 years or nothing like that. You know, like your boy. You know.
No.
Four in 1 year, you know.
4-1 year. Well, yeah, it's easy to get 9 when you have like 20 leagues going. So
I do four leagues every year.
Shit, man, you lost my spot. Okay, here we go. DWJBF. Hey, Thursday. Uh-huh. Yes. We're going to talk about Thursday.
Low-key, episode 2. Low-key. Yes.
Yep.
This is the best thing. Yeah. I can't wait.
Who gets to be on that one? Show is my I want to talk about Loki.
Yes, I'm going to be there this week. We got Fredo. We got Kramer. We'll talk about Mark being a special guest.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because this is great. Episode one was great. Episode 2 is going to be even better. It's the funnest show we have on the entire network. So, I mean, just got to come in. If you want to have fun, talk about some really cool things, this is the show for you guys.
Cut my face off, you motherfuckers. Put that shit low.
That's funny, dude. That is funny. Let's see. Oh, and
now we have Monday.
Sunday, the morning spike. We're going to talk about. Sunday. We're going to talk the morning spike. And we're going to talk about NFC West. So the Niners are in that division. So we just. You know, we could run by them once again. And rounding back to Monday, Spoiler Kings. It's going to be Luca or the Hitman's wife's bodyguard.
Bodyguard. Yeah, that's going to be good.
I
want to
see that.
Yeah.
I missed it when they talked about Washington Heights yesterday. I want to see that. Like, that's when you see with your lady. That's going to be a good movie. But
the Hitman's wife's
bodyguard.
You can go on YouTube and you can check us out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. I think that's everything, guys. Thank you once again, Marvin and Brian, to cover me because half of my brain is not working. The other half is thinking about porn. So this is why. You
know, thinking about penises, y'all.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No,
hey,
no.
Tune in to the after show for that talk.
Oh, yes. My God.
Listen to us on Spotify, too. That'd be great.
Yeah. But come on YouTube with us live. So jump on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Tell everybody. I witnessed Brian like, hey, you got your phone? Yeah. All right. Go on YouTube.
Look it up.
Look us up. Hit the subscribe button. He's like, okay, I already got it. He did that to 2 or 3 people on Sunday. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah. He's just intimidating. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, exactly. I subscribed again. So, I thought it was Smurf was. Oh, yes. But yes, once again, everybody, listen on Spotify and hit us up on YouTube while we're on the show. So let's go. And that's about it. So once again,
see you next week.
See you next week from the Thanks, No Hurdle. Guys. Everybody here, take care. And of course, I'm behind everything. Hold on.
We do it again.
See you later, guys. Do it again.
Game. Blouses.
We the best monsters of the Midway.
Unity
teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. It's so hard to remind you of 85. We the Bears, monsters of the Midway. Knocking teams out every Sunday. Fire in our eyes, can't stop our drive. It's so